Phone Boy Speaks, episode 584, Home Router Insecurity. Most everybody who's on the internet goes through some sort of router at their house. There's usually some sort of modem, whether it be your DSL modem or your ADSL modem, and there may or may not be a router built into that, but that router is very important. It is the thing that essentially serves up the DNS for your entire network. So when you go to Facebook.com, or it's the thing that translates the name to an IP address. And if you can control that, then you can control what people can do, and people could potentially, if you hack a router and you redirect the DNS to a bogus DNS server that is serving up bogus records that will send people to bogus sites on the internet, well, you could potentially get all kinds of data from people that you may not, you're trying to get. So, I mean, there's basically, if you control the router, which it turns out is really easy to do with a lot of these consumer grade routers, then you can do, there's a lot of, you can mess with people a lot, and you can't necessarily trust that you're going to the correct, the correct sites on the internet. So, but unfortunately, these routers that are supposed to keep us safe, they have not spent a lot of time, actually making them secure. And there's been a lot of vulnerabilities lately in these consumer grade routers that are just like, nothing. It's amazing how seriously vulnerable things are. And yeah, if somebody can control your router, then they can control what you do. And you wouldn't know it unless, good thing for me is I'm not using a consumer grade router. I'm using a checkpoint firewall, but I do InfoSec for a living and I have access to the stuff. And so, there's no reason for me to use a consumer grade router, but a lot of people are, use these routers in their networks. And, unfortunately nobody really pays attention to the security of them. And, considering that they cost like $50 and you can get them at your local, office supply store or electronics store, then, there's really no reason to. And then they're even replaced every couple of years too. So there's literally no, there's almost no benefit to the manufacturers, and most people wouldn't know anyway, right? It's just, we've all gotten used to the Patch Tuesday thing, but a Patch Tuesday never happens on your router. And these things need to be patched, probably, as often as your Windows PC, maybe not as often, but certainly, more than once or twice in the router's lifetime. And the whole process is not very easy either, but that's a subject for another time. But anyway, there's trying to bring some more attention to this issue within the InfoSec community. It's to try and find these issues and convince router manufacturers to fix them. But it'd be really nice if, somebody made a consumer grade router that didn't have just huge gaping security holes in them that were easy for a hacker to exploit and potentially, redirect people to the wrong place or whatever. But, the router manufacturers need to spend more time on their products. And unfortunately, it's going to take people hacking on them in order to do that. They're not going to do them on their own. There's no reason to. Unfortunately, security costs money. That's the other thing, is consumers don't want to pay for anything. They barely want to pay for the router as it is. And so, they're not going to pay an extra $50 for a more secure router. I mean, it's just not something most people care about, unfortunately. So hopefully the events, trying to hack on these devices, and over time, hopefully these routers will get more secure. But I have my doubts it will happen anytime soon. And we could do something about it. But for me, when I do have to use a consumer grade router, I always try and not load the default firmware on it. I always try and see if I can run DDWRT on it, which at least might get upgraded at some point and has a different stack of stuff that tends to be a little bit more secure. That's just, that's just kind of that's how I deal with it. But I also run Checkpoint, and my main one's a Checkpoint firewall. So I'm not, there. It's, if there's issues, I know they'll get fixed. So, that's one of the, I guess, guess is one of the benefits of working for Checkpoint. But anyway, this is something I get, I don't know what you can do as a consumer. I guess just, there isn't necessarily, an auto update feature like there is in Windows or Mac OS. So I guess periodically you just have to make sure that you check your firmware and make sure it's up to date and get the latest, install the latest versions. And, hopefully the router manufacturers at some point will make this easy. And hopefully at some point they will make the routers themselves more secure. And as we get quitting, as we start rolling out IPv6, then that's going to become even more important. So hopefully your router in the near future will be more secure as a result of the hackers spending a little more time trying to break them. And then we'll get the router manufacturers to fix them, and then, and let the cycle continue.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.